If we want to sell more expensive things, you have to solve bigger problems. We don't want to get relegated to selling $30 gym memberships. Well, what do we have to do? It's like things like community, not feeling lost, not feeling alone, not feeling like you don't know what to do.
Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Tassino, and if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
Welcome back. It's a High Level Hot Take, and I'm here with Will Hurst. We're at the High Level Mastermind. Thanks for sitting down, Will.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
So for folks that don't know, give us the, like, the two-minute story and kind of like why are you kind of known in the high-level space?
Yeah. So my name is Will Hurst. I'm the founder and current CEO of Big Little Gyms. That's my company. We work with, right now, 600 gyms globally. Those are active, recurring clients. Part of our offering is like a hybrid SaaS component with some consulting, coaching type of offering. We've been with High Level since 2019. It's almost the beginning. I think our client account number is 600. And what do they have now? Like 60,000 or something, or 70,000 or more than that?
Yeah.
So like we're pretty OG. Still feels like we just started doing this yesterday, but did some math the other day and I was like, oh, it's like 5 years doing this. So yeah, built a great company out of it. It's been awesome. You know, it was great being there early, in the early days. You were there and yeah, it was awesome.
So we were kind of nerding out right before we sat down to record, and you were talking through something you do unique, because your model is, you know, you're in the fitness space, and maybe there's some things that happen naturally for fitness that's counterintuitive, especially for like tech inclined, you know, agency owners. Can you give the acronym and kind of you know, how you think about that with community?
Yeah. So yeah, we were talking about community, and I was like, trying to boil it down right in our discussion, and I was like, okay, I'm like, it's dose, right? And some people might have heard this term before. Like, dose is like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. These are your four like chief brain chemicals. We have a whole bunch of other neurotransmitters running through our bloodstream all the time, but like these are the four that like we generally feel with like most of the stimulus we have day in and day out, things that make us feel happy, right? And over the years of like owning gyms and building like real communities, not like internet based communities, like real communities or people, like we create like a really sticky gym membership where people aren't just there to do the fitness. We're not trying to solve the gym. We weren't trying to solve the gym membership problem.
Yeah.
There's way too many options out there. Like, how do we solve a bigger problem that's more valuable and make people want to pay for it? I'm like, well, you have to solve, if you want to sell more expensive things, you have to solve bigger problems. And like, so we don't want to get relegated to selling $30 gym memberships. Well, what do we have to do? It's like, well, in order to sell $200 gym memberships, we have to solve a bigger problem. And what is the bigger problem? It's like, well, things like community, right? Like, not feeling lost, not feeling alone, not feeling like you don't know what to do, being recognized, right? Because it's really interesting. I had a gym owner the other day like message me and tell me like, oh, I gave out some awards because you told me to give out awards at my gym to my members. And they were like, I had three different members come over to me and say like, in their entire life, they've never gotten an award for anything. Mm. And like, we are like high achievers, right? Like we're awarded for stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But we forget that like the average person we're selling to, we're doing business with, like, it's probably never been recognized for anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look at like the current situation in society with like everybody's on SSRIs. Why are they on SSRIs? It's because they are genuinely not getting the stimulus to have enough serotonin, like plugging into the receptor to like feel whole. Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, the dose thing, is dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And like if I write a book on this, I would steal a title from Tim Ferriss, his original title for 4-Hour Work Week. He jokes about this was dealing drugs for fun and money. And I would totally steal that title. And in fact, I would title this whole thing that, in that, like, you're essentially a drug dealer, right? Like, if you want to make a really sticky product, what you have to do is you have to, include the stimulus that evokes that neurotransmitter plugging into its receptor. If you do that, you become a drug dealer, right? Like, why do people go to the bad part of town and spend all their money on drugs? It's like, well, they're trying to fill a void. You can do the same thing, and if you do that, you build a really, really sticky community.
I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Now, I think there are a lot of folks out there, if you're in the high-level space, and you're wondering, how do, like, the masters reduce churn? Of the thousands of high-level accounts that we've been inside of, he is probably up there for record low churn.
Yeah.
Like, truly, I think you have, like, one of the lowest churn of anybody, any other account we've ever seen inside of high-level, and it's this... an ism I say all the time, what gets rewarded gets repeated, what gets reprimanded gets reduced. But that is like on what do you want to reward? What do you want to encourage? If you can creatively reward being associated, being part of a community, like they want to participate. They want to show up. They're never going to want to leave. And so I think that's an awesome way to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Do you want me to expand a little bit on those brain chemicals a little bit?
You know, we'll keep it to be continued. Okay. There's going to be a part two. Actually, I think we'll speak at one of our upcoming events.
Okay. So. Yeah, I want to go deep on this stuff.
Yeah. No.
Like, we went deep for a minute there, and you were like, oh, we need to talk about this. And you got the camera. I was like, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. I love it. So thanks for hopping on, doing a little high-level hot take.
Yeah, man. My pleasure.